Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your final segment with me. Mike Adams is going to host the last hour. Sadly, I'm due in court this afternoon. That's just the life of a free speech advocate. That's just the life of an American patriot. Court, 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 as I'm politically persecuted by Democrats. But Mike Adams has a powerful hour coming up. You're not going to want to miss it with key intel and information. Always with Mike Adams. Let's just take a look at some of this other news. Satanists and drag queens coming to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Sorry, it's a French thing. I'm butchering it. But anyway, Idaho for June 11th, family-friendly gay pride event. Local pastors condemn the event. It's an Idaho Tribune. Literally, Satanists and drag queens and faggots are showing up to sexualize kids at this event, folks. So that's June 11th in Idaho. Coeur d'Alene. Thank you. I'm not intentionally trying to mess this up. Coeur d'Alene. So if you're in the area and you want to stop these pedos from getting access to the kids or cover it, jeez, man. You know, I guess the good news is the Democrats are really taking the mask off now. Everybody sees what evil they are. The bad news is they're evil demons, and you know what evil demons like to do to you: torture you, murder you. California lawmaker who relaxed punishments for sex offenders proposes mandatory drag queen 101 class for K through 12 students. Wow. Wow. North Carolina city cancels drag queen story hour, an event that has a big impact on kids because of backlash. Yeah, folks, that's how you stop this pedophile stuff. You tell them, we know what you're doing and we don't like it. You're demons. You're abusing children. We'll arrest you if you abuse those kids. That's how you stop it. Arrest the child abusers. They won't abuse kids anymore. Report: UK NHS scrubs the word woman from ovarian cancer guidance to be more inclusive. Yeah, my ovaries are feeling a little cancerous today. Louisiana bans trans athletes from female sports teams. Oh, you mean men? Louisiana bans men from competing with women? Probably a good move. So, some heroes on the Tampa Bay Rays said, we're not doing gay pride crap. We're Christians. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the Bible. You're not going to force us into your satanic activity here. And, well, let's just say ESPN was a little upset with that in clip 11.
Tampa pitcher Jason Adams of the Tampa Bay Times. Hard decision, because ultimately we all said we want them to know that they are welcome and loved here. But when we put it on our bodies, I think a lot of guys decided that it's just a lifestyle that maybe, not that they look down on or anything or differently, it's just that maybe we don't want to encourage, if it, we believe in Jesus, who's encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior. Sarah Spain, how does that all come off to you?
Pride is about inclusion, so you don't love them and you don't welcome them if you're not willing to wear the patch. And calling it a lifestyle reveals to me that you've done not even a modicum of research or understanding on this topic.
Oh, it's not a lifestyle. You're just promoting a lifestyle.
Isn't affected by things. This is not just about baseball. That religious exemption,
we know that.
BS,
definitely not about baseball.
Sport and otherwise, also allows for people to be denied health care, jobs, apartments, children, prescriptions, all sorts of rights. And so we have to stop tiptoeing around it, because we're trying to protect people who are trying to be bigoted from asking for them to be exempt from it, when the very people that they are bigoted against are suffering the consequences.
When you say trying to be
bigoted,
these
are totalitarians, folks.
They're trying to use religious exemptions to affect the opportunities.
Yeah, that's the thing that we do here.
Available resources.
We have our own religion. It's called freedom of religion.
Plus.
And a patch on the jersey in this way?
In the case of sport, no. In the case of sport, though, they're double talking if they're saying you're welcome while also saying that we don't encourage or we disagree with it, especially when there are devout people of every single religion that also welcome.
Oh, really? What about Muslims? How do Muslims feel about gays? How do they feel about gays? Like in Qatar, FIFA tells Qatar's anti-gay hotels they will cancel their World Cup contracts if they reject same-sex couples. So this thing is not going well in Qatar. Yeah, Muslims don't do gay stuff, so you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm glad the host there, I think, is it Tony Reality? I used to watch that show. He didn't give that woman a point. She got 0 points for her arguments. But, oh, you're religious? Sorry, no exemptions for you. Come on, guys. I'm gay. I stick my penis in other men's buttholes. You should celebrate me. You should celebrate the fact I put my penis in other men's buttholes. Celebrate me for a week, damn it. Mike Adams taking over.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams here for this hour, the third hour of the Alex Jones Show today. We've got a fantastic guest coming up for you. But just real quick, the follow-up of what Owen just said there. I mean, yeah, things are getting pretty insane. But I've got a solution for all of this. It's so simple. ANZ Bank out of Australia and New Zealand, they just announced 6 weeks of paid leave, basically a vacation if you are a transgender. And since there's no proof required to be transgender, it's simply a self-affirmation, then apparently anybody can apply for 6 weeks of paid vacation by simply stating that you're transgender. But if the bank manager there or your boss at that bank says, well, we don't believe you, you don't look transgender, I've got the perfect solution for you. You can say, let's say you're a man, like I am here. You walk up to your boss, you say, hey, I'm a transgender. I need 6 weeks paid vacation. Says, what do you mean? Then, well, look, I'm a man who self-identifies as a woman, but that woman self-identifies as a man. And so here I am, and I get double transgender leave. I get 12 weeks of paid leave. Thank you so much, ANZ Bank. See, that's, folks, you got to learn to play their game. Since it's all fairy tales and delusions, anybody can make it up. You can be trans anything, and I guess you can take advantage of the trans reparations that are now becoming commonplace around the world. But remember, it's all about inclusiveness, so make sure you're included by being double trans, and you don't even have to dye your hair purple or get, you know, weird body art or anything. What? Just be yourself and get 12 weeks off. Okay. Anyway, that's my take on that. Enough joking around. Now we got some serious topics coming up. We got a great guest for you, Alex Christofaru. He reports every day about the situation in Russia and Ukraine, but he's located in Greece. And I got to say, I've been watching him for a couple of months now, and he's got the best analysis that I have seen out there. I mean, it blows away mainstream media, blows away Fox News, in my opinion, blows away CNN, MSNBC, all that stuff. He's intelligent. He's funny. He's really tied into what's going on, and this is the first time we've had him on the show. I was scheduled to interview him later this week myself, but I reached out to him. He agreed to come on today. So, Alex, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Mike. It is great to be on. I am honored to be on your program. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for joining us, and since this is your first time here on the InfoWars show, I just want to give out your URL. I think it's theduran.locals.com. Is that the primary place people can reach you?
That okay. is correct. Right. That's where we put all our content, theduran.locals.com.
Okay, great. The Duran. All right, now, here's the thing. You are doing extraordinary work. I mean, it's not just a podcast. I know you're filming yourself walking around these amazing areas. Well, sometimes not so amazing. Sometimes they're just like dirt parks. Other times they're beautiful parks. Other times you're dodging traffic in Greece, almost getting run over. But you're walking around areas, even I think Cyprus one time. You're walking around, but you're doing analysis during this. Give people an overview of kind of who you are, what you're doing, and why. Why are you doing this? Why are you in Greece talking about Ukraine?
Well, I'm of Greek Cypriot origin, though I was raised in the United States. I spent much of my life in the U.S., so I have a love for America. I have a love for American politics, and I have a love for geopolitics and the politics that's happening around the world and how countries strategize and how they develop their foreign policy. And I met up with Alexander Mercuris, who is also very much from the background of diplomacy and law, and just has a passion for geopolitics. He's based out of London. He's also of Greek origin. And we created the media channel, the Duran. And we started with one channel, which was just basically me and Alexander talking about geopolitics. So we covered a lot of the election in 2016, and we covered a lot of what was going on with Trump and all the palace intrigue in and around Trump. Russiagate, Ukrainegate, all of that stuff that happened, which actually kind of led us to where we are today with Ukraine and Russia, and all the things that were going on to remove Trump are very much connected to where we are today. And then Alexander broke off. Well, we're still doing the channel together, but then we decided to do another channel with just Alexander and his geopolitical analysis. Alexander Mercuris, you can find him on all the platforms. And then I went off and did my channel with my analysis as well. So we basically have three channels in our media operation.
But what's extraordinary, and you know, I apologize if I'm sounding, if I'm just gushing too much here, but you know, I mean, I'm the founder of Brighteon, and so I'm viewing, you know, thousands of different channels over time and looking for people who are talented and people who have really good analysis and just noticing who's doing what. And I got to say, you are at the very top of your game. You're doing amazing analysis. You are outperforming mainstream media. You're pointing out the contradictions in the policies of Western thought leaders, and you even introduce us to new characters like Ursula von der Crazy, who is a superstar of incoherent thought, by the way. And it's, you know, you're really nailing it, and you're uncensored, but you're not mean. You're funny. I mean, you have a sense of humor, but it's also brilliant at the same time. Very unusual combination. So, you know, kudos to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. But to be quite honest, the decision that our leaders are making, these decisions that they're making before the war, during the war, and what's going to happen after the war, the decisions that they're making are funny, tragic. You know, as a Greek, it's very tragic. But in tragedy, there is humor. And the decisions that we see coming out of the Biden White House, coming out of the European Union, it leaves us all scratching our head. And then when you see the decisions being made by the Russians and how they are going about things, they're very pragmatic and they're very realistic and very measured. And you just kind of sit there and say, what is going on? Has the world turned upside down from where we were, say, in the 80s and 90s? Has everything flipped? And I just have a lot of material to work with regards to the comedy of what's going on in the West.
Well, and let's get right into some of that, because one of the things that you have pointed out, and I love the fact that you tend to record in the mornings in Greece, and so by the time I wake up, often your video I can watch it that day, and I've got like that morning's update from Greece from your perspective of what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. So the timing is great. The fact that you're there. But one of the key issues or themes that you've really uncovered is the fact that the West, especially Ukraine, is fighting an information war, whereas Russia is fighting a kinetic war. And, you know, it's kind of like Russia's artillery versus Ukraine's bull bleepery. I'm a self-bleeping InfoWars host, so I'm not going to say the word. But, you know, artillery versus that, you know, artillery explodes. Like, artillery is another way to communicate. And when you fire artillery and it blows up, it's kind of like saying leave or die, right? Like leave this area or perish. But Ukraine is just using all this information warfare to claim, oh, you know, 50 Russian generals were killed last night. And you're like, where? But what are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. But, you know, it's really interesting because when you look at how the Zelensky regime is approaching this this conflict, and obviously I think we all understand that that Zelensky is not really calling the shots. He's being puppeted by various forces in Europe and in the White House, various neocon forces. Many of these forces, once again, were the forces behind what we saw happening in Russiagate and Ukrainegate and all of these things that I'm sure you and the viewers are well aware of. But, you know, you look at everything that they're doing, and it does kind of remind you as to how the Biden White House operates. Everything is about optics. Everything's PR and everything is spin. And there's no real substance to what's going on, the decisions that they're making. There's no real purpose or goal. It's just pretty much a 24-hour news cycle. So you have the ghost of Kiev, which I believe Adam Kinzinger actually retweeted. What are you doing, Kinzinger? You actually retweeted that. You have the fight for Snake Island. You have the siege of Kiev, the siege of Kharkov, the counteroffensive in Kherson.
All right, Alex, we gotta go to break. Sorry to cut you off here, but you're exactly right. Those are great examples of total delusional fantasy that's been exposed as fantasy. We'll be back with Alex Cristoforou right after this break. Stay with us on the InfoWars broadcast.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Saying in the previous segment before the commercial break, where we have all these types of fictitious narratives being spun by the Biden White House and the European Union, and they're the ones that are they're coaching Zelensky, they're puppeteering Zelensky. And what we have on the Russian side of things is the Russians just going about their business. They're fighting. Well, they don't even call it a war, to be quite honest. They continue to call it a special military operation. Now, they have not declared war. They have not categorized it as a war. And they continue to go about their business in a very methodical, very calculated way. And the way the Russians are going about what's happening in Ukraine is they are fighting the Ukraine military. They're not fighting the Ukraine people. They're not even so much interested in actually making big territorial gains for now. Their goal is very much along the lines of a Clausewitz type of warfare, where it's fighting the military. First, you destroy the opponent's military, and then you accomplish your political goals. And that's how they're going about this war. And it's very different. We haven't seen something like this in the last, I don't even know, maybe the last 50 years. We haven't seen a war being fought like this with the artillery, yeah, the grinding down of the opponents.
Thank you for jumping in there. If any guest can take over the segment, it's you. Let me tell you, I blipped out on my side there, but I'm back. But thanks for taking over. And see, that's the whole thing I was talking about. You could just jump in with the analysis of what's going on. But one of the things I wanted to ask you in this segment, and you talked about this morning in your podcast, was that there might be some possible ceasefire negotiation on the table, although I think Russia says it's just for show. What's your take? Is that a serious thing? Could we see a ceasefire or not? Are we way past that?
Look, I believe I don't want to say we're way past that. I don't know. I don't have any information that'll let me into the minds of the Kremlin. But in my opinion, I believe that the Putin government, they're always going to keep the door open. And they're always going to keep the door open for diplomacy, because for them, fighting this war is also about diplomacy. I mentioned how Clausewitz military theory plays out for the Russians, and they follow that military theory very closely. And Clausewitz said that, you know, you fight a war for political means. They go hand in hand. And so I think the Russians will always engage in dialogue with Ukraine. But the problem for the Russians is that who are they speaking to on the other end? Can Zelensky call the shots? Can he make decisions? Are they willing to compromise and to meet the Russians towards their demands? The Russians don't trust Zelensky anymore. They don't trust the West anymore, because all they've seen for the past 8 years
are lies from the West. And what they asked for before the war broke out, before the special military operation was launched, they asked for some very simple things: for Ukraine to be neutral and for the Minsk Accords to be implemented. That's it. But, you know, the West never did it. And we got to remember, Germany and France, they signed the Minsk Accords 8 years ago. So they were obligated to push Ukraine to implement that that agreement. It never happened. So I think trust is gone, but the door is always open.
Well, Alex, I think what you're talking about is just a small example of a much larger problem involving the downfall of reason and rationality among Western civilization. So, for example, when we here in America, when we try to interact with the federal government on anything, regulation, taxes, immigration, anything, it's like talking to insane people. There's no rational response. I mean, did you know the IRS here in the States, by the way, has entire floors of tax or IRS buildings, entire floors stacked with unopened mail from 2 to 3 years ago? They haven't sent out tax refunds to some people for 2 years, and they're paying hundreds of billions of dollars in penalties against the government on interest that they owe to people on their tax refunds. So, you know, I'm not surprised that Putin can't really talk to the West, because we can't either, and we live here. That's so shocking. Yeah, about the situation.
Look at Biden's energy policy. Look at where the U.S., look at where the U.K. is, look at where Europe is. It didn't have to come to this. The first thing Biden did, he got rid of the Keystone Pipeline, and then they pushed this war. And they really did push this war onto Russia. Russia felt like its back was against the wall. So they pushed this war, and they come out with these shock and awe sanctions, which, at the end of the day, all it does is it damages the economies of the European Union and the United States. That's all they've done. Period. They haven't gotten regime change in Russia. They haven't destroyed the Putin economy. They haven't weakened the ruble. They haven't stopped Russia from exporting its gas and its oil and its commodities and its fertilizers and its wheat and all of these things. They haven't accomplished any of that. So don't you remember Biden during his State of the Union address? What was that, like 2 months ago, where he said, "We're going to turn the ruble into rubble"? Where's the ruble today?
Right.
Stronger
right.
than ever.
Record highs versus the dollar, yeah. But you see, it's the same deception. I mean, it's like when people go to the grocery store and they're paying 50% more for food, or they go to the gas pump and they're paying now very nearly $5 a gallon for gas on average, which is the highest all time, and it's probably going to $10 a gallon later this year. All we get from the administration is the same kind of lies that Zelensky pushes in Ukraine. You know, you get these absurd explanations like, if food is more scarce, maybe it's Joe Biden's miraculous American weight loss plan and we'll save money on healthcare costs or something. It's like, what? Yeah, I mean, people are trying to eat and then they blame Putin for everything. Remember inflation, for example. Last year they said there's no inflation. Then they said it's transitory inflation. Then they said it's Putin's inflation. And then a few days ago the New York Times says inflation? It's good. Like, well, I thought you said there was no. You're not dealing with rational actors. This is the problem.
I completely agree with you. It didn't have to come to this. It really did not have to come to this. But there are forces at work that are making the decisions for the Biden White House, and they are the same forces that are making the decisions in Ukraine and for Zelensky. And these are going to be the same forces that are going to push us to another conflict. China, perhaps.
Well, let's talk about that conflict after this break that's coming right up here. And I really appreciate you and your analysis. It's Alex Christoforou, everybody, at theduran.locals.com. We'll be right back after this break to talk about China and possibly a two-front war for America.
The Internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, "Alex Jones was right." People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling, because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever, because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here. We're continuing with our guest, Alex Christofarou, who is reporting from Greece on a daily basis, doing outstanding analysis. Just a couple of quick comments, and then we're going to go right back to you, Alex. I just want to mention two important things. Number one, for those listening from the state of Texas, and I don't mean just the people, but also the government of Texas, I've got to urge you to prepare for the dollar collapse, the total collapse of the fiat currency, the dollar. But states like Texas, by launching their own state currencies, or in our case, gold-backed currency, Texas can weather the storm and do extremely well as the United States of America dissociates, falls apart. I believe that's coming. And in fact, I'm going to ask Alex his thoughts on sort of where all this is headed as well. Secondly, and, you know, this is not a paid plug or anything, but I just got this today from Ghost Gunner. This is this block of aluminum that you can turn into an AR-15 lower receiver.
and I'm super thrilled because I've owned all the Ghost Gunners over the years, like the Ghost Gunner 2 and the 3, and I've been waiting for this block of aluminum for months. And, this can be turned into basically a rifle, and I'm going to do that process. And I wonder if Washington is going to try to ban aluminum blocks because, they try to ban Russia from doing anything economically. Will they ban aluminum from America and watch the economy collapse in their efforts to try to take away the ability for people to manufacture their own firearms for self-defense? So that'll be interesting. But you can also make lower receivers out of other things beyond aluminum. So I'm kind of wondering, and this is my first question to you, Alex, do you think the U.S. will try to ban the entire table of elements? Like no copper, no aluminum, nothing from the table of elements, because it might be used to make a weapon. Are we going to get that insane?
I would not be surprised. I really would not. I would say, no, we're not going to get that insane. But you know what? Every day they shock me. But you make an interesting point. You see the moves of the Biden White House and what they've done. For example, confiscating the assets of Russian oligarchs. Like, other countries don't have oligarchs. Every country has their billionaires and their oligarchs. That's fine. We accept that. But, they use this term, confiscating the wealth of Russian oligarchs. But, it is theft. I'm not saying these guys are good or bad. I'm not there to judge, but you just can't take people's property. And I sit there and I wonder, okay, so now you're taking Abramovich's his yachts and his planes and you're confiscating that stuff, or you're confiscating the foreign reserves of a country, a G20 country, what they did to Russia. Unheard of. Unheard of to confiscate the foreign reserves of a G20 country. You're doing these things. When are you going to come after me?
Your government there, the government of Greece, also under pressure from the U.S., I think it was last week, they rolled up onto Iranian oil tankers and just open seas piracy, just started stealing all the oil. It's like, is this our world now where... maybe the American flag should be replaced with, like, the skull and crossbones, like the Pirates of the High Seas flag. We're just going to steal all your stuff if we can find it. Is that what it's come to?
Is that his way to find oil now? I mean, he's going to Saudi Arabia. He was supposed to go to Saudi Arabia. I don't know anymore. He's going to Venezuela. He's going to Iran. By the way, the Iranians, after that ship was confiscated by Greece, they confiscated two Greek ships in retaliation.
Right.
So, I mean, is this what we're coming to?
Well, I mean, if Joe Biden put on an eye patch and a funny hat and started going, hardy har, I mean, no one would be surprised. It was, oh, that's just Biden.
I agree.
You know, he's just doing his pirate motif right there. Because it's all theater. You know, they had a hologram of the Queen of England in a royal carriage being dragged through the streets of London it was an actual hologram in the carriage. That was just a few days ago. People were waving at the hologram. And I'm just thinking, wow, the Queen in a carriage being dragged through the streets of London. She's the only actual drag queen who's a queen. And a hologram, nonetheless. I mean, this is how insane our world has become. But I don't see any end to this. Absolutely. Yeah, they're showing the video right now. It's a hologram of the queen waving. And, I'm just thinking, hey, if you have a hologram, have her do something more interesting in that carriage. You know, she could be dancing or something in there, doing backflips, twerking. Who knows? I mean, use your imagination. Why just have her wave? But where do you think all this is going, Alex?
Well, I think you've pretty much summed it up. Nothing is real anymore, it seems. Nothing is real. It's all become some type of a fictitious Truman Show movie is what it reminds me of. There's no reality anymore, but there is going to be some reality that's going to be hitting the West very, very soon, including the country where I am. And that's going to be the fuel hikes, the gas hikes, the inflation, the food, the increase in prices for food, energy shortages. People are going to have to sit down and they're going to say, what do I do? Do I pay my energy bill? Do I fill up my car? Or do I buy a loaf of bread? I mean, this is going to be real stuff that's going to hit us, and it's going to come fast, and it's going to really, really hurt, and it's going to be historic because I don't think we've ever experienced these things. I mean, I know it's coming to Europe. I mean, it's almost already here. You have the UK saying that they have shortages of sunflower oil and this and that. You had the United States. You had baby formula shortages. I mean, we're sitting here in Greece, and we're thinking –
how does the U.S. have shortages of a baby formula? This is like we're stunned, but we're just at the beginning of this, and this is going to be reality. This is where reality crashes into fantasy.
Well, not only are we unable to feed our babies in America, apparently, with this processed infant formula, which is something, by the way, that even the most low-tech, isolated jungle tribe that you could find, you know, by hiking through wet terrain and the marshes, and you might find a tribe, they could feed their babies. But we can't feed our babies in the most advanced, supposedly, nation in the world. It's extraordinary. But here's my question to you on this. You know, what about the local people that you talk to there in Greece? Is there any kind of local realization of how bad it's going to be this coming winter when, you know, the energy shortages become a life and death issue? You know, what are people saying there locally?
Oh, they're furious. They're furious with the government, and the polling is showing it. You have about around, the latest poll I saw was around 70-75% of the Greeks are very much opposed to the government and its policy towards Russia, specifically the sanctions. I mean, you know, we got the war, the special military operation, whatever you want to call it, the invasion, whatever you want to call it is one thing. The sanctions, people are scratching in their heads and they're saying after 2 years of lockdowns, this is what you guys come up with at the European Union, sanctioning Russia, who supplies all the wheat, all the fertilizer, all the gas, all the oil, all the metals, every single commodity that we use to live our life, you're going to sanction them. It is, I mean, shoot yourself in both feet and then just take a gun and just boom. I mean, it's people are furious with it. They're furious with our government, and they want the government to reverse course.
That's great to hear, and I would think it's perhaps even worse in Germany because, you know, Germany needs a lot more heating energy in the winter. Germany, you know, has a huge industrial base that needs all the power derived from fossil fuels for the most part. I know Germany has solar panels and so on, but that's only a small percentage of the power that's needed. And this, you know, this climate cult that took over Western Europe and the United States and Canada over the last 10 years or so, the climate cult has said, well, you know, all fossil fuels are bad. We're going to shut them down. And then good luck finding a replacement. I mean, they never had a transition plan. But Russia is more realistic. I mean, Russia probably working on free energy tech that they're going to roll out. They're going to go right from fossil fuels to free energy and not even worry about wind turbines. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Russia's, you know, the Russians are very pragmatic. They're a realist society. And yeah, they're going to have their gas, they're going to have their oil, they're going to have their nuclear. People forget that the Russians, you know, they do nuclear. They build a lot of nuclear reactors. They're building one in Turkey right now. So, I mean, they're going to be okay. India's going to be okay. China's going to be okay.
Well, and Turkey, by the way, we're going to go to break again. But when we come back, I want to ask you about Turkey and Erdogan, who has been a brilliant diplomat. And to any of you listening in Turkey, we want to swap presidents with you. Please, you can have Biden. We want Erdogan here in America because he actually knows what he's doing.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurting.
Well, thank God for InfoWars. Thank God for the perseverance of people like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and Harrison and many others who are enduring this incredible lawfare attempt to try to silence them and take them offline. And yet, so far, those attempts have failed, and it's only made InfoWars stronger and more resilient because, see, I believe a day is coming in the not-too-distant future when America breaks apart. I think we're going to see secession. We're going to see probably new region states like maybe Texas or a greater Texas and other regions. We're going to see probably part of California break away from the West Coast. This is all coming, and there's going to be a whole new infrastructure of media. And that media will include some projects that, you know, Trump's team is working on, but also I think InfoWars is the spearhead of that. Of course, you know, I'm doing my part to try to have platforms, actually doing very well with that. In fact, Alex is scheduled, Crystal Farou here, our guest right now, I'm scheduled to interview him again later this week for a Brighteon interview, so we're going to be doing that. And, you know, InfoWars episodes are also on our platform. We're all just working for liberty to try to save America or even perhaps to save what's left of America. But thank God for InfoWars. Support InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, whatever you purchase today is at probably the lowest price you're ever going to see because of inflation. Everything is going up. We're just talking to our suppliers, I think last night, getting emails from them. And yep, 20% increase here, 27% there. And then other suppliers are like, oh, yeah, that big order you placed, we don't have any of that anymore. All that food's gone. So Alex, bringing you back in, and thank you for joining me again today. Your website is theduran.locals.com. At least that's where people can find you. It's Alex Christofarou from Greece. But, Alex, I got to say, I don't know if you keep in touch with you know, family or friends in America, but here in Texas, we are seeing massive inflation, and we know this is the result of the deplatforming of Russia, money printing, but also the fact that then Russia cannot contribute to the exports of the world in terms of fertilizer and grain and commodities and so on. So everything is going up. We are getting punished, and Putin is raking in the dough with record revenues. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's I couldn't have summed it up better myself. I mean, you had the lockdowns. You had an economy that was going to return. The U.S. economy was going to roar back after the lockdowns. It was going to be fine if Biden just did one thing. That was nothing. He didn't have to do anything. But instead, they had to pump all those trillions into the economy because they thought they're going to supercharge things. And who would have thought that if you pump trillions into the economy, you're going to overheat things and get inflation? Who would have thought that? And then you have these sanctions against Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's incredible is, you know, I mean, I did a piece today about how the experts, the so-called experts, are wrong about almost everything, especially about monetary theory, or MMT, as it's called. I know you've covered that before, but they believe they can print endless money with no ill effects whatsoever. But, you know, this is not just, I mean, you and I joke about it, Alex, because you have a great sense of humor, and I try to joke around too. But this is not really a joking matter in the sense that this is the end coming. I mean, if we don't change course, how does Western civilization function? Because it's an empire of debt and lies. And when that empire implodes, is there anything left to salvage? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I laugh, but, you know, I want to cry because it is sad to watch all of these things crumble in front of our eyes. But, you know, I do believe that when all is said and done, the United States will find their way back. Europe, I'm not so sure about, but the U.S. is resilient. It has the natural resources. It just has to stop all of these foreign adventures and has to focus on America. If they focus on America, and America first. Trump said it best. If they just implement the America first policy, then the United States will find their way back. But if they continue to go down this route of trying to destroy the Constitution, trying to supercharge this green ideology and this deindustrialization, which they're implementing on Germany now, then you're looking at a disaster. But you know, I just hope it's not too late. Europe, I'm not so confident about. But I think the U.S. has the political system, and it has leaders who are in place that can turn the ship around. It's not going to be easy, but I think it can happen.
Well, you make some really good points there. I agree with you that the resilience of the American spirit is alive and well. And I guess one of the questions, though, is will there ever be fair and free elections again? Because we still haven't, you know, eliminated the rigged voting, the ballot stuffing, problems with some of the machines and so on. And we only have to look at another country, Venezuela, to see a nation that had plenty of resources, lots of oil, lots of minerals, lots of ability to produce food, and yet, because of the corruption and the tyranny, Venezuela has all but collapsed over the last decade or so. So, I mean, you're right, Alex. Nations have to make a choice. The thing is, you know, America made a choice in 2020. We chose Trump. We didn't choose Biden, but it was stolen from us. So, and I know in Greece, by the way, in the history of Greece, you know, Greece has gone through the same thing, actually still struggling in many ways, you know, economic collapse, political corruption, just perhaps even worse than what we've seen in America, if that's even possible. But nations have to choose to survive, or they do not make it. Your comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. What happened in 2020, and even before 2020, to me, Russiagate was the real tragedy. What happened there took the United States down a very dangerous path. And Americans are just going to have to find a way to reverse course, and it's not going to be easy. But the American system, the Constitution, I believe is built in a way that will safeguard the United States and the future of its people, and it's that Constitution that America has to has to kneel on. That is the document that's going to see the country through this hard time. But what worries me are the forces that are trying to tear apart the Constitution. That's what really worries me, because it's going to be that document that is going to get the U.S. out of this mess. Europe doesn't have this document. We don't have this thing. The U.S. has it, but you can't go about wanting to destroy it, because if you destroy the Constitution, then you have nothing. So I think the U.S. will make it through. Yeah.
Lawmakers on the left in America, of course, are trying to systematically destroy the Constitution. But I agree with you. As long as we honor it, that structure will save us. We have the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the entire Bill of Rights, and of course, we have the Supreme Court with us as well. But talk to us about China, the possibility of a war with China, maybe starting with a financial war or even a cyber war. How do you think the United States might be threatened by China in the near future?
Well, I think that the Biden White House is looking for a way out of Ukraine. I think they want an off-ramp. I think they want a distraction. They want a memory hole Ukraine, because it's been one big, huge foreign policy mess for the Biden White House. And I think there are some people in the Biden White House, Blinken and Sullivan and these guys, that actually believe a good distraction and a possible win could come from poking at China. And I think they actually believe that. So, you know, we had sanctions against Chinese officials 6 months ago, and to me, that's the first sign that we're heading towards the sanctions escalator. And when you get to the top of the sanctions escalator, you come to one conclusion, which is conflict.
So you think that the United States might try to provoke a conflict with China? Is what I hear you saying? Is that right?
I believe there are people in the White House who honestly believe that they could win a conflict with China in order to make up for the big L that they're taking with Russia and Ukraine. And it is a big L.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, beware of of initiating a land war with Russia, and also beware of a sea and air and cyber war with China, I would say, or a space war with China. I mean, you keep poking the hornet's nest, you're going to get stung by these countries. And the U.S. military is not nearly as advanced as it used to be relative to these other nations like China, which has enormous economic might. Perhaps America should learn to negotiate and coexist. What an idea, huh?
Midterms. Midterm elections are coming, and once again, I think the U.S. can change course.
Okay. All right. Well, Alex, I want to thank you for your thoughts and for joining us today. It's Alex Christofaru at theduran.locals.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching today on Infowars.com, the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for all your support of Infowarsstore.com. And everybody pray for America, because everything is at stake. God bless you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.